the side's been together for a year now. Now there's no excuses. You know, you can't. We had a poor start of the season last year, and it just spiraled, and different things went on. But it's been a fresh start. We've trained well. Now it's about implementing what we've been doing at training and getting off to a positive start.
But you've extended your contract by a year as well, so you must get a feeling that things here are happening and you're happy and the club's going in a good direction.
Yeah, I've always been happy playing. It's just the results weren't going out of way, so and I suppose that's a frustrating thing, and especially when I know that there's a talented group of guys here that for some reason we just didn't deliver. So now it's squarely straight on our shoulders, because there's no excuses there. We've done all the work, and as I said, it's about that going out there and doing it.
Was that personally frustrating for you? You played at such a high level, you come to such a club with such potential, and it wasn't happening.
Yeah, I've had seasons like that where certain things have happened, and you haven't reached the right level that you expect to reach. So they can be frustrating, because there's seasons that just go down the drain, and you just think, well, where'd that season go? And especially coming to the end of my career, it's about obviously still enjoying playing and things like that, but you want to be winning games, and you want to be competing at the business end of the season. So it's just one of those things.
And what was it that maybe made you think you would stay for an extra year as well? Was it the end of the season? Was it Tony arriving? Was it just the atmosphere? What changed your mind? Or not changed your mind, what gave you the decision to say, I want to stay here for a bit longer and put a bit more in?
We're settled here. We love living in London. There's a great bunch of guys here, and the opportunity arose somewhere else to go there for a couple of years, and obviously then I asked the club if they'd extend my contract, and they did that, and that was great, so it sort of worked out well for myself and for the club.
What about this season then with the guys? It does seem like things are coming together. Today will be the first sort of test and a run out. I know it's one of your training weeks, but I guess everyone's always hungry to get the season going. What can we expect from you and the Broncos this year? Similar to how we finished at the end of last year?
Well, hopefully better. Hopefully better. It's going to be, first and foremost, we've got to get off to a good start. Those first five games, we're going to be winning some games through that period. And then on that, we've just got to build on it. And it's going to be a process on the way. We're going to have some hiccups. That's the way footy goes. And we're just going to get back on the horse and make sure that after a loss or whatever, next week we come out and make sure that we get back on a winning way. So I think it's imperative that we get our confidence up and winning games straight away, and hopefully it's a bit of smooth sailing from there.
What about the mix of players that are here as well? There's London players that are being developed. It's really it could be a really crucial season if the side do well with the youngsters coming through, the exposure that it would give the team and the side, stuff like that. It could be a really crucial year.
It could be, because obviously those young guys have had a year of solid football now. They would have gained some great experience out of that. They would have learned some lessons and so forth. So, hopefully it's a real good season for those young guys. But then the experienced guys have got to show them the way and make sure that they're playing to their full potential. And if they do that, well, hopefully it filters down through the group, and then you'll have a winning side.
And you're still captain for this year?
Yeah, I think so.
You hope so?
He hasn't said anything to me, so, yeah.
What does it mean to you to be captain of this side?
It's always a great honour. Any side you captain is, it's a great honour. It's about being yourself and trying to be a leader out on the field. And sometimes I go off a little bit, but it's more about, I feel that it's a great responsibility to have, because it pushes you to make sure you play your potential week in, week out, and show those guys that it's a consistency thing. It's not just one week on, you play great, and then next week you're a bit off. It's about trying to hold your form for that season, which is tough to do sometimes. It's a long season, but hopefully I can contribute to the team well this season, and we play well as a team.
So is this a role that you enjoy doing? Is it a role that you actually want to do? You do want to be the captain of this side?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, as I said, it's an honour to do. And, I've done it in the past at my previous club. So, and I like the role.